Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a closer look at ECMR, specifically NaviChain SaaS, and how it can make staying compliant so much easier.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they're doing. We've got some great sources here, like marketing materials right from their website, and a document that really digs deep into their ECMR functionality.
So it's clear they're serious about making this whole process less of a headache. But before we get too far ahead, let's start with the basics.
Right.
For those who maybe aren't as familiar, what exactly is a CMR and why would anyone care?
So CMR stands for Convention on the Contract for the International Carriage of Goods by Road.
Okay, so it's not just some random jargon.
No, not at all. It's basically the rule book for moving goods across borders for a big chunk of Europe and even beyond.
So pretty big deal if you're in the international transport game.
Absolutely. And historically, meeting all those CMR requirements meant mountains of paperwork, multiple copies, potential for errors, delays in getting paid. It's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I could see how that would get old fast. But that's where ECMR comes in, right?
Yeah.
This is where NaviChain enters the picture.
Exactly. They're a transport management system, or TMS, and they've really focused on making life easier for transport companies, big or small. They've recognized that things are going digital, and their ECMR functionality is all about bringing CMR into the 21st century.
So less time pushing paper, more time actually moving goods. Sounds good to me. But let's get specific. What does NaviChain actually do to make this ECMR thing happen?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. They actually automatically create digital CMRs directly from the order details. No more manually filling out forms or chasing down signatures.
Now, that's what I call efficiency. But how does this ensure compliance with all those international regulations?
Well, they've built their entire system to meet ECMR standards. So the digital CMRs they generate are legally valid. You can be confident you're meeting all the requirements.
So peace of mind A&D, a streamlined process. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget the benefits go beyond just staying out of trouble with the authorities.
Right. Here.
We've also got this document that really dives into NaviChain's broader functionality. So let's zoom out a bit. What else makes NaviChain stand out from other transport management systems?
Well, NaviChain aims to be a really comprehensive solution. They're not just about ECMR. They really tackle a whole bunch of challenges that transport providers face.
So more than just a one-trick pony. Tell me more.
For one, they provide a real-time overview of your whole operation. Imagine a dashboard that shows you the status of every order, the location of every vehicle, even the performance of each driver. That's what they offer.
That's powerful stuff, especially for making smart decisions about managing your business.
Right. It's what they call smarter planning. You can optimize routes, allocate resources more effectively, basically ensure you're making the most of every opportunity.
I see here they also handle communication with customers. That's got to be a huge plus in today's world where everyone expects instant updates.
Absolutely. Transparency and responsiveness are key. NaviChain helps you keep customers in the loop every step of the way. That builds trust and strengthens relationships.
Okay, so they're checking a lot of boxes. ECMR compliance, real-time tracking, smarter planning, customer communication. What else did they throw in there?
Oh, there's more. Streamlined order fulfillment, automated billing, even managing subcontractors.
Wow, sounds like they thought of everything. Let's not get overwhelmed, though. Let's break it down. How does NaviChain actually simplify that often messy order fulfillment process?
Here's the cool part. They can automatically capture customer orders straight from emails and other systems. No more manual data entry, so less room for errors and a lot less time wasted.
So it's a smoother, faster process right from when an order comes in. I see how that would free up some mental space for other things.
Right. And even if you're dealing with orders that aren't digital yet, NaviChain still allows for manual entry, so you're covered no matter what.
Okay, so flexibility is built in. That's good. But what about those times you need to bring in extra help? How do they handle subcontracting?
They simplify that too. You can onboard and manage subcontractors directly within the platform, track their performance, even automate payments.
Another big administrative headache gone. No more chasing down invoices or worrying about payment delays.
Exactly. It's all about making those relationships easier to manage, which benefits both you and the subcontractors.
This is all sounding very impressive, but I'm curious. How does NaviChain handle that often dreaded task of customer billing?
They've taken the pain out of that, too. NaviChain automatically captures all the charges and compiles invoices for you.
So no more manually tracking every little detail and hoping you didn't miss anything.
Nope. It's accurate, efficient, and ensures you're getting paid on time, which, you know, is crucial for any business.
Absolutely. Yeah. This really paints a picture of a streamlined and efficient operation. But before we get lost in the details, let's bring it back to ECMR. How does NaviChain make actually using ECMR smooth, especially for drivers out on the road?
That's where their mobile app comes in. It puts all the power of ECMR right in the driver's hands, wherever they are.
So no more giant binders full of paper CMRs.
Exactly. Drivers can access, sign, and share ECMRs right through the app. It's simple, secure, and it gets rid of the risk of losing or damaging those important documents.
I bet that's a huge relief. But there are benefits for the transport provider too, right?
Right. With digital CMRs, you get those real-time updates on the status of every document. You see when it's signed, when goods are picked up or delivered. It's all right there.
That's got to be huge for transparency and control over your operations.
Totally. And it makes solving any issues or disputes way easier. If there's a discrepancy, you have a digital record of every single step.
So less time chasing information, more time focusing on what matters.
Yeah.
Running the business.
Exactly.
And speaking of running a business, we can't forget about the money side of things. With ECMRs, payment processing gets a whole lot faster.
Right. No more waiting weeks for paper CMRs to be processed and approved. With NaviChain, everything's digital, so verification's quick and you get paid faster.
Now we're talking. A win-win for everyone. But we've mentioned compliance a few times, and I think it's worth digging a little deeper.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the specific regulations that ECMRs help with, and what are the potential consequences if things aren't done right?
Well, for example, there are regulations about liability if goods get damaged. With those old paper CMRs, proving who's responsible can be a real mess. But with ECMRs, everything's documented and time-stamped. It's way easier to figure out liability.
So it's not just efficiency, it's about having a solid audit trail in case something goes wrong.
Exactly. And then there are regulations about what information needs to be on a CMR, like the names and addresses of the sender, the carrier, the receiver, a description of the goods, and so on.
Sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It is. But NaviChain's system automatically makes sure all the required info is included, minimizing the chance of human error.
It's like having a digital compliance officer built right in.
Yeah.
But what happens if you do mess up, even with ECMRs? What are the consequences of non-compliance?
Well, the penalties depend on what rule you break and the country you're in. But they can be hefty fines, delays at customs, even having your goods seized.
Okay, so the stakes are high. Not something you want to take lightly.
For sure. That's why a system like NaviChain, which prioritizes compliance, is so important for anyone in international transport.
This has been super insightful. But before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, I'm curious. From your perspective, what's the most significant benefit of NaviChain's approach to ECMR?
I think it's how they've combined compliance and efficiency. It's not an either-or situation. You get both at the same time.
That's a powerful combo. And I'm sure it's a huge relief for transport providers who are trying to keep up with all those international regulations.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. NaviChain offers a whole bunch of features that go beyond ECMR, all designed to make life easier and more efficient for transport businesses.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. We'll have to dive into those extra features in the next part of our deep dive. But for now, let's take a short break and come back refreshed and ready to explore more.
Sounds good to me. Looking forward to it. Welcome back to our deep dive into NaviChain sauce. It's amazing how they've managed to bring ECMR, compliance, and a whole bunch of tools together to really streamline running a transport business.
Yeah, it's like they looked at all the headaches transport providers deal with and said, how can we use technology to make this easier? And from what we've seen so far, they've come up with some pretty impressive solutions.
Absolutely. We've talked about the main benefits of ECMR, but there's so much more to this platform. NaviChain really goes above and beyond to be a complete solution.
All right, you got me curious. What else is packed into this platform?
Well, one of the things that really stands out is their approach to vehicle and asset management.
Okay.
Imagine having this central hub where you can keep track of every vehicle in your fleet, monitor maintenance schedules, even analyze fuel consumption.
So it's not just about managing the paperwork. It's about having a grip on your physical assets, too.
Exactly. It's about maximizing efficiency and making sure your vehicles are always in top shape. That not only saves you money on maintenance, but also reduces downtime and keeps things running smoothly.
I can see how that level of control would be a huge advantage for any transport provider. But what about those times when you need to plan those complex routes, especially for international deliveries? Can NaviChain handle that?
Absolutely. That's where their route optimization tools come in. NaviChain uses some really sophisticated algorithms to map out the most efficient routes, taking into account things like distance, traffic, even delivery windows.
So no more relying on those old maps or just guessing. That's got to save a ton of time and fuel.
For sure. And it helps you avoid potential delays, which keeps your customers happy and your deliveries on schedule.
Speaking of happy customers, we touched on NaviChain's communication features earlier, but I'd like to dive in a little deeper. How does the platform actually make communication between providers and clients better?
Well, they offer a bunch of tools designed to keep everyone informed. For starters, customers can track their shipments in real time through a dedicated portal. They can see exactly where their goods are, estimated arrival times, and any updates along the way.
No more frantic phone calls asking, "Where's my stuff?"
Exactly. It's about being transparent and providing a seamless experience for your customers.
Right.
And it goes beyond just tracking. NaviChain also lets you automate communication, sending out notifications about shipment milestones, delays, any other important updates.
So it's like having a 247 customer service rep keeping everyone in the loop.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about benefits for the providers and their clients, but what about the drivers? How does NaviChain make their lives easier?
That's a great question. After all, they're the ones out there on the road making it all happen. NaviChain gets that, and they've developed features specifically to help drivers and make their jobs less stressful.
So it's not just about tracking trucks and managing paperwork, it's about making things better for the people behind the wheel, too.
Absolutely. One thing is the mobile app we talked about earlier. It gives drivers all the info they need right there in their hand. They can see their routes, access ECMRs, talk to dispatch, even report any issues they come across.
Like a digital co-pilot riding shotgun with them.
Exactly. And because everything's digital, it eliminates a lot of the paperwork they used to have to deal with. No more bulky folders or lost documents. It's all in the app.
I can see how that would take a lot of stress off and make them feel more in control.
Definitely. And it lets them focus on what they do best, driving safely and efficiently.
This is all sounding really impressive, but I'm curious, how does NaviChain actually work in practice? Can you give us a real-world example of how a company might use it for a typical delivery?
Sure. Let's say you're a transport company and you need to get a shipment from Berlin to Madrid.
Okay.
First, you put all the order details into NaviChain. The system then automatically creates an ECMR already filled out with all the necessary info.
So no more creating those documents by hand and risking errors or leaving things out.
Exactly. Then NaviChain's route optimization tools kick in, figuring out the best route for the driver. The driver gets all this info through their app, along with the ECMR and anything else they need to know about the shipment.
So the driver's all set before they even start driving.
Exactly. And as they move along the route, their location and status are tracked. Both the company and the client can see this, so it's totally transparent.
I can see how that would put everyone's mind at ease.
Right. And when the driver gets to Madrid, they can use the app to get the recipient's signature electronically. That's proof of delivery, and it gets uploaded right to the system.
No more lost or damaged paper proofs of delivery.
Exactly. And once the delivery is done, NaviChain automatically creates an invoice for the client, so billing is accurate and on time.
Sounds like a smooth process from start to finish. But what about when things don't go as planned? How does NaviChain handle unexpected events or delays?
That's where their real-time communication features really shine. If there's a delay, the driver can notify the company and the client right away through the app. Everyone stays in the loop, and they can figure out alternative solutions quickly.
So it's about minimizing disruptions and keeping things moving, even when there are bumps in the road.
Precisely. And because everything's digitally documented, it's easy to track any changes or adjustments, which keeps things transparent and accountable.
This has been a fascinating look at how NaviChain can be used for a real delivery. It's clearly a very complete solution for transport providers of all sizes. But I'm curious, are there any less obvious benefits? What are some of the hidden gems of NaviChain?
One thing that people often overlook is the data analytics side of things. NaviChain gathers a ton of data about your operations, everything from how the vehicles are performing to driver behavior and delivery times.
Okay.
This data can be incredibly valuable. You can use it to spot trends, make processes better, and make smarter decisions for your business.
So it's not just about managing the day-to-day, it's about using data to constantly improve and get ahead of the competition.
Exactly. By analyzing this data, you can see where you're doing great and where you could improve. It helps you fine-tune your operations and make decisions based on hard data, leading to better efficiency and ultimately higher profits.
That's really powerful. And I imagine you can use this data to predict future demand, allocate resources better, even spot potential risks or opportunities in the market.
Absolutely. The insights you get from NaviChain's data can help you with your long-term planning and make sure you're staying ahead of the curve in this fast-changing industry.
It sounds like NaviChain is more than just software. It's a strategic partner that can help transport businesses really succeed in this digital age.
I think that's what makes NaviChain so compelling. It's not just about automating tasks or going digital. It's about giving businesses the tools and information they need to reach their full potential.
This has been incredibly enlightening. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to touch on something that often comes up when we talk about new technology: implementation.
Ah, yes, the practical stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How does a company actually go about implementing NaviChain? What are the steps, and what are some of the challenges they might face?
Well, NaviChain knows that implementing a new system can be a big deal, so they've made their onboarding process as smooth as possible.
Okay.
It usually starts with a consultation to figure out your specific needs and goals.
So it's a customized approach, not just a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. They work closely with you to understand how you do things now, what can be improved, and then they come up with a plan that's tailored for you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Huh?
But what about the technical side of things? Data
Yeah.
migration, system integration? That stuff can be tricky.
Definitely. But NaviChain has a team of experts who will walk you through every step. They'll help you move your existing data over, integrate NaviChain with your other systems, and make sure everything is working properly.
So you're not just left to figure it all out on your own.
Not at all. They provide ongoing support throughout the whole process and even after. They offer training for your staff, technical assistance, and you even get a dedicated account manager to answer any questions.
That's really comprehensive. But even with the best planning and support, there are bound to be some bumps in the road, right? What are some common challenges companies run into, and how can they overcome them?
One of the biggest ones is resistance to change. People can be hesitant to try new technology, especially if they've been doing things a certain way for a long time.
That's understandable. Change can be tough, and it takes time to adapt to new ways of working.
Absolutely. That's why it's important to involve your staff from the beginning. Explain why NaviChain is beneficial, address their concerns, and make sure everyone gets the training they need so they feel comfortable using the new system.
So communication and collaboration are key.
Absolutely. Another challenge can be data quality. NaviChain needs accurate data to work properly, so it's important to clean up your existing data before moving it over.
So, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Exactly. Taking the time to get your data accurate and consistent will pay off big time. It means you'll have more reliable insights and smoother operations.
Any other potential roadblocks we should be aware of?
Integrating with existing systems can sometimes be tricky. It's important to take a good look at your current IT setup and see if there are any compatibility issues before you implement NaviChain.
So a little planning up front can save a lot of headaches later on.
Exactly. By planning carefully and addressing potential problems before they arise, you can make the transition to NaviChain much smoother and get the most out of the platform.
This has been really insightful. It sounds like NaviChain has put a lot of thought into making the implementation process work well for their clients. But before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, what advice would you give to a company thinking about implementing NaviChain?
I'd say, don't be afraid of change. The transport industry is changing fast, and technology like NaviChain is essential for staying ahead of the curve. Do your research, figure out what you need, and don't hesitate to reach out to NaviChain's team for help.
Great advice. And on that note, let's take a short break and come back for the last part of our deep dive, where we'll explore what the future holds for NaviChain and answer any burning questions you might have.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've really been digging into NaviChain SaaS, and I'm starting to see how this could be a real game changer.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive how they've brought together ECMR compliance and all these tools to tackle real-world problems. But I'm sure our listeners have some questions.
You're right. Let's get to those. We've got some good ones lined up. First, we have Sarah, who's currently using a different TMS system.
Okay.
She asks, "Switching systems seems like a big task. What's NaviChain's onboarding like? Will we be on our own?"
Sarah, that's a totally understandable worry, but NaviChain makes the switch pretty painless. They have a dedicated team that walks you through everything, from moving your data to getting your staff trained.
So no worries about being thrown in the deep end.
Not at all. They get it. A smooth transition is important, and they give you the support to make it happen. They even assign you an account manager who's there to help you get the most out of the platform.
That's great to hear. Okay, next up we have Peter, a truck driver who says he's a bit old school when it comes to tech.
All right.
He asks, is the mobile app easy to use, even for someone like me who's not a tech expert?
Peter, I can tell you the app is designed to be super simple. Clean layout, clear instructions, and helpful prompts every step of the way. You don't need to be a tech whiz to use it.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Drivers need tools that make their jobs easier, not more complicated.
Yeah.
Now we have Maria, a logistics coordinator who works with lots of different carriers and subcontractors.
Okay.
Her question is, how does NaviChain make sure everyone's using the ECMR system right, and how do we stay compliant across the board?
Maria, NaviChain has built-in safeguards for that. They give clear instructions to everyone, and the system keeps track of everything in the ECMR process to make sure it meets regulations.
So it's like having a digital compliance officer watching over everything.
Exactly. It helps you steer clear of those expensive penalties and keeps goods moving smoothly across borders. Next, we have David, a business owner who runs a smaller transport company. He asks, is NaviChain just for big companies, or can a small business like mine benefit too?
Good question.
David, NaviChain is designed to work for businesses of all sizes. Whether you have 5 trucks or 50, it can help you simplify things, cut costs, and make things more efficient.
So it's not one size fits all. It's more like a solution that you can adapt to your needs.
Exactly. They have different plans and features to fit what each business needs.
Those are all great questions. Thanks to everyone who sent them in. As we wrap up our deep dive into NaviChain, I'm really struck by how much potential this technology has to change the transport industry for the better.
I agree. It's not just about making things digital or automating stuff. It's about giving transport providers the tools and knowledge they need to do well in a world that's getting more complex and competitive all the time.
It's about making the whole process, from when an order comes in to when the delivery's made, smoother, more efficient, and more transparent.
Absolutely. And the exciting part is, this is only the beginning. As technology keeps advancing, who knows what amazing things NaviChain and the transport industry will achieve.
It's an exciting time to be a part of it. For those of you who are ready to see what NaviChain can do, remember that free trial we talked about? It's the perfect way to see how it can revolutionize your operations.
Give that free trial a shot and experience the power of NaviChain for yourself. Who knows, maybe you'll be sharing your own NaviChain success story with us soon.
That's a great thought. Well, that's a wrap for our deep dive into NaviChain sauce and the world of ECMR. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
It's been great exploring this innovative technology with you. Until next time, keep on trucking.